Be'ez Hashem on Daf Samach Ches Amr Aleph, four lines from the top with the words Amr Ula. At the conclusion of yesterday's shiur, we have seen the machloket between Reb Meir and Reb Shimon. Reb Meir is of the opinion that a nice and tam lipgam is aser, and Reb Shimon is of the opinion that a nice and tam lipgam is mutar. A nice and tam lipgam means if you have a tafshal of heter, and then you have something of iser, like vinegar, which happens to be vinegar made from Yayin Esach, and it falls into that heter. If the vinegar, in this instance, creates a foul taste, or it worsens the taste, rather than improving the taste, the vinegar will be termed a Noisein Tam Lugam. The Meir says that it still answers the Tamshul, and Shimon says it does not. Zakt Gemara, again we are on Daf Samach Ches Amen Aleph, four lines from the top. Amarula Machlaikus, the Machlaikus between Reb Meir and Reb Shimon is Davka Shehish Biach Ula Besaif Paigein. If the mixture is first improved by the added iser, and only afterwards does it turn into a pgam, here Reb Meir says it's Asa. Avol Paigein Meikara, that is the Girs of the Bach, Paigein instead of Pagam. Avol Paigein Meikara, if Lechatchila, initially the only effect of the iser falling into the Tamshul is a deterioration of the taste, Divri Hakol, everyone would be of the opinion, including the mayor, mutter, that it would be mutter. Eisved of Chagal Yola. After of Chagal to Ula, we learned Yayin Shenofal Teichadashim. Let us say we have Yayin Esach that fell onto Adashim onto lentils. Or the Chaymet, we have vinegar that is also Aser. Shenofal Teich Grisim. It fell into a certain kind of split deeds. Aser, the Yalacha is that the Tashal is prohibited. But Reb Shimon Mati, where Reb Shimon is Mati, because Reb Shimon says it's a nice and tam with gam. Reb Chaga, the Yohach over here, the Pagam Meikarahu, it's a gam Meikarah. Whatever deterioration in the taste is caused by the mixture is effected immediately, and despite it, a plea. There still is a machlokes here, the Rabbanim say that it's mutter. Amar Ula, so Ula said, Chaga, loy mei de yada mei kami Rabbanim. Rav Chaga, he does not know what the Rabbanan say, and to Yufta Kamaisit, he is asking Kashas. Hach, b'mayaskina, the case over here with the vinegar is that the deterioration in the taste is not effected immediately. Kegain, shenafal etach grisin tzainanin. It first fell into cold grisin. And the Metzius says that the vinegar on the cold grisin is not a nice and tam lipgam. It doesn't cause any deterioration in the taste. Afterwards, the hersicha, he cooked up the grisin. Now, once one cooks up the grisin, then the vinegar brings out a bad taste in the beans. So, nasa kamisha hish biach ul besayf paga. So, this is as though the initial effect is that it's a shvach, because in the cold grisin, the vinegar does no damage, and only ul besayf paga. The pagam only comes up afterwards. The name of the asa, there is a machwaikas over here, and there is an opinion that says that it's asa. But if the initial effect would have been a pagam, had the vinegar fallen onto hot greasin to start with, then hakumaitim that it would have been mutter. So again, this is Ula's opinion, that the machlokes between the mayor and the Reb Shimon is only where it's a shvach mi'ikara and then it turns into a pgam. However, if the yisr that falls in causes a worsening of the taste to start with, hakumaitim that yisr does not ask for the tashl. Zakt Gemara v'ayte v'Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, v'paygeim me'ikara machlokes. The machlokes between Reb Meir and Reb Shimon is where the pgam is there to start with. Any issue that falls into a tamshul, regardless if it causes an immediate worsening of the taste or a subsequent worsening of the taste, Reb Meir says that the tamshul is also, Reb Shimon says it's mutter. Does Reb Yochanan mean to say that the machlokes between Reb Meir and Reb Shimon is strictly the pagam meikara? Avol hishbiach ul besayf pagam. But if it first gets better and only then gets worse, Divri Hakol Aser, is everyone of the opinion that it's Aser, even Reb Shimon? I don't know, perhaps, Bein Bezui, Bein Bezui Machlokes. Reb Meir says in all cases the Tavshul is Aser, and Reb Shimon says in all cases, even where it's a Shvach to start with, the Tavshul is Mutter, as long as it's ultimately a Pgah. Zlak Digimar Teiku, Tishbi Yataritz Kushyas V'Yabayis, we will have to wait for Eliyahu Hanavi to answer this Shaila. After, can it be possible that Isali Hadar of Yechanan actually says this, that there is an opinion of the mayor who says that a nice and tam with gam is aser, and v'loy tanyula b'masnitin, we did not learn this in any Mishnah? From all Mishnayis, all over it is mashma that nisim tamud gam is mutter. It's an accepted fact. Now, surely there must be a remez somewhere in the Mishnah here that there is an opinion that aser is a nisim tamud gam, even if gam that is a pagam meyikar, that is a pagam initially. Nafik dak liyashkach. So the Rambam went out, he was mi'ayin in the Mishnayas, and he found the Mishnah. He found the Mishnah that tells us, yes, there is the opinion of the Meir that says that a nisim tamud gam is aser. The term nisim tamud gam, or nisim tamud shvach, actually has two meanings. A nisim tamud shvach can mean a good taste. A nisim tamud gam meaning a foul taste. Along with that, however, nisim tamud shvach can also mean a beneficial taste.
For instance, if you have a piece of CR, which literally means sourdough, but it actually, in our case, refers to anything that ferments a dough. It can be a piece of sourdough, a piece of yeast, whatever the case may be. On its own, it doesn't taste very good at all. But if you put it into a dough, it's beneficial because it makes the dough rise. It is from these mishnahs that deal with the yeast or CR concept that we are going to see here in Meir's Shita. The Tanya, as we learned in Ebraisa, the Girsi is Itnan, because this is actually a Mishnah. Siar shel cholin, if you have a piece of siar, which is all right, it's cholin, shenafel etachu yeast, that falls into a dough, the yesh bekedili hachmitz, and there's enough in this original piece of siar to be machmitz v'itza, and indeed v'hachmitza, it did. The yeast became fermented, it is now chametz. It's not Pesach, so chametz is not the problem. The problem is how the dough became chametz. This dough became chametz via a kasher, a piece of siar. Now, v'yachlekach, after the dough already had risen, nafal siar shel truma. Another piece of siar, this time of truma, siar shel klaya karem, and the yesh bekedili hachmitz, this second piece of dough, also had enough to be machmitz the dough. Had the first piece of dough not fallen in, then this second piece of siar, which is aser, would have been capable of making the dough rise. Aser. Even though the dough had already risen by the time that second piece of siar fell in, still, if that second piece of siar was either truma or klaya karem, the entire dough is aser. Now, this second piece of siar that falls in isn't just non-beneficial, it's damaging. Siar does not taste good. Siar is either yeast or it's sourdough. But if you have to get the dough to rise and it falls in, it's considered a shvach. But if the dough had already risen, and then you have a piece of siar falling in, it is clearly not a shvach, it is clearly a pagam. Too much siar destroys an isa. And that is why, continues the Mishnah, that Reb Shimon matir. Reb Shimon says, if you have a siar of klaya karem, or even of trum, if it falls into a dough that already has risen, this is a pagam. It's a nice and tamal of gamme ikara. It isn't beneficial at all, it doesn't taste good, and therefore the klaya karem or the truma will not aser the dough. However, we do see that the mayor disagrees with Reb Shimon. The yuhach over here, the pagam meikarahu, this second piece of siar that falls into the isa is totally useless. It's a pagam. It just makes the isa, it makes the dough taste worse. Who plea? And the mayor argues with Reb Shimon. He says the second piece of dough does aser the tashel. So this is a raya to Reb Yochanan that there is such an opinion. The mayor is of the opinion that a pagam meikara asers the tashel. No, there is no raya that this is the mayor's opinion, that a nice and tamal of gam is aser. Because even though you argue that the second piece of siar that falls in is clearly a pagam, that's not necessarily so. Shani Isa, whenever you're dealing with a dough, it's totally different. Granted, if you look at the piece of CR itself, it's a begam, and the dough already is chametz, so it doesn't accomplish the practical aspect of making the dough rise. But the fact is, the overall piece of dough now, with the excess amount of CR in it, is now a capable tool in fermenting other doughs. It's useful. So over here, the mayor says that the second piece of CR, being that it's klaya karem, asers the tafshel. This is no raya. The mayor holds overall that whenever you have a pagam, it asers the tafshel. Here, it's not a total pagam. Even though the dough had already risen by the time this CR fell in, it's still not a pagam because it is still beneficial in the sense that this entire dough, with the excess amount of CR in it, is now more capable of fermenting other doughs. But in a situation where the pagam is nothing but a pagam, it accomplishes nothing but deterioration. In that case, perhaps the mayor would also agree that it's mutter. Toshma. We will attempt to bring a raya from the next Mishnah. Siar shel truma. You have siar of truma v'shel cholin and a siar shel cholin. Shenaflu l'taycha isa. Both pieces of siar fell simultaneously into the dough. Not one after the other one as in the previous case, but both together fell in. Bezekede l'hachmitz u bezekede l'hachmitz. Both would have been adequate on their own to be machmitz the isa. The Chim say now they are both machmitz the isa together. Asr and the b'shimin is matir. So let us bear in mind this is part one of a three-part Mishnah. In part one, once again, we have learned where you have a siyar shel truma and a siyar shel chulin that both fell in together into an isa. Both could have been capable on their own to be machmitz the isa. The Meir says it's asr, the b'shimin is matir. Now we go to the middle part of the Mishnah. Nafal shel truma tchila. If the sar of truma fell in first, and the chulin only came afterwards, divrei hakol, everyone would be of the opinion, also this is clearly also. Even though seif kol seif, after the sar shel truma fell in, it was followed by the siar shel chulin, and the siar shel chulin is doing more damage than good because the isa has already risen from the siar shel truma, still here everyone would be of the opinion that it's aser, because l'chatchila, what made the isa rise? It was the truma. And the neila, the truma was a shvach meikala, so here there's no shail.
Nafal shel chulin. If the yeast of chulin fell in first, and this alone would have been sufficient to give the dough whatever it needs, and the achakach only afterwards, nafal shel truma, does the yeast of truma, ishul klayakarim, or the yeast which is klayakarim, fall into the dough? Aser, in this case, the Meir says that it's aser, but the Shimon matir. Over here, the Shimon says that it's mutter. In this case, at the time that the Isser fell in, the Isser constitutes pagam and strictly pagam. The Isser, in this case, was totally unnecessary, because this dough was already leavened properly by the first piece of yeast that fell in, and the Meir is mutter. The main point, however, is that the Meir answers, even in this case. Here we have a case, the pagam meikara. This is an initial pagam. The yeast that falls in, the yeast of truma, or the yeast of klayakarim that falls into the dough that already has the yeast of cholin in it, is nothing but a pagam. And despite that, uplee, the Meir still maintains that it's awesome. So it's an ayah to the Bi'aychanin who says, the Meir rejects the heter of nois and tamal pagam, even when it's nothing else but a pagam to start with. However, perhaps you are going to say that it's not nothing but a begam in this case. Perhaps over here we turn now to Daf Samaches Amid Beis Kidder Abzeira. We can apply the same thing that Abzeira said previously. Dough is not considered nothing but a begam, because even if the dough has too much yeast in it and you can't eat this dough, the dough is still very useful. It's very useful to ferment other doughs. And perhaps that is the only reason that the Meir says over here that this yeast of truma or of klayakarim should answer the dough, because it's not a total pagam. There is somewhat of an advantage here. If that is what you will argue, zakta gemara tashma mi sefer, then I will bring you a raya from the third part of the Mishnah, from the sefer, that the Meir clearly answers a nice and tamal of gam, even if there is no advantage whatsoever, even though it is a pagam in totality. For we learned, hayayin shenafal l'teich hadash, if we have wine that falls into lentils, or the chaymetz shenafal l'teich grisim, vinegar that falls into the split beans, asur it is asur. Reb Shimon matir, it is only Reb Shimon who is matir. Now viha, in this case, hachinami to the gam meikara, the wine in the lentils, or the vinegar in the split beans, is nothing else but a gam. There is no advantage to this whatsoever. Upligi, and despite that, we still have the machloikas over here with the Meir saying that it's asur. I, the chitain, that perhaps you are going to say that the vinegar over here into the beans is not a total pgam. Hachinami kedeshani le'ula le'rabi chaga, perhaps we can answer here the same that Ula answers for Rabbi Chaga when we dealt with this Mishnah previously, that this is referring to a case where it's kishe hishbiach ula besoif paga, because we mentioned previously that vinegar is only considered a pgam when it falls into beans, when it falls into hot beans. However, if it falls onto the cold split beans, then it's not a pagam. So perhaps over here, the reason that the Meir says that it's answer is because at the time the vinegar fell into the beans were cold, and he only cooked it up later. So it is kishe hishbiach ula besoif pagam, and that is why the Meir says it's answer. But perhaps if the vinegar would have fallen into hot beans to start with, where it's a pagame yikata, even the mayor would say that it's mutter. You can't say that. You can't interpret this machlokes over here between the mayor and the Shimon in a case where it is first a shvach and then a pagam. For imi pligi kishenashbiach ulabasai paga, is there any machlokes at all in this case? Would the Shimon possibly say that it's mutter in this case? V'yuktani, we learned the fesh. Nafal shal truma tchila, we learned in the middle part of the Mishnah that if the truma falls into the dough first, divrei hakol asur. Everyone is of the opinion that even though the second piece of yeast, the sa'ar shal chulin, follows after the truma and ultimately destroys the dough is asur, because at the time that the truma fell in, it was a shvach. At that point, it was an adequate amount of yeast to make the dough rise properly. So you see, Befevish, that in a case where it's a shvach initially and only turns into a pagam later, the Pshimon says that it's offer. So if the Pshimon says that this vinegar in the beans is mutter, it can't be referring to a case where it's a shvach and only afterwards did it turn into a pagam. It must be referring to a case where it's a pagam meikara, where the wine falls into hot beans. And despite that, in this case, the mayor maintains that it's offer. So this is a raya to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that it is Rabbi Meir's opinion that a nice and tam l'pgam is always asur, even though it is a pgam ikara. Now that we have established Rabbi Yochanan's shita, and a raya to Rabbi Yochanan's shita from the Mishnah, the Gemara goes on to explain this Mishnah. Now, as we pointed out previously, there are three parts to this Mishnah. Let us reiterate them quickly. Part number one, the Reisha states as follows. We have here an empty dough, and together, at one time, a sa'ar shel cholin plus a sa'ar shel truma fall into the dough. Be it that each yeast on its own would have been adequate to allow the dough to rise, both together will result in too much chimutz, and the dough will be ruined. Despite that, the Mishnah still tells us over here that the Reb Meir says it is asur, and the Reb Shimon says it's mutter. The middle part of the Mishnah still deals with the yeast. However, this time, the two pieces of yeast, the yeast of Chol and the yeast of Truma, don't fall in together. They fall in one after the other one. So if the yeast of Truma fell in first, and this was just the right amount, giving the dough what it needed to rise, and afterwards the yeast of Chol fell in, this yeast would already be too much for the dough, and now the dough would be destroyed. How come mightn't that it's still Aser? Because at the time that the Iser fell in, it was a Shvach. When the Truma fell in, at that point, it was just the right amount of yeast for this dough. However, if it would be the reverse, if the yeast of Chulin fell in first, and afterwards came the yeast of Truma, so at the time that the Iserdika yeast fell in, it does more damage than it does good. Here too we have the Mechoikis, with the Meir still Asering, and the Pshimon says that it's Mutter. The third case, the Seifa, does not deal any longer with yeast, but it deals with wine, vinegar, lentils, and beans. The Seifa states that if you have wine falling into lentils or vinegar falling into beans, the mayor says that it is asur, the Shimon says this is a nice time of gam, and it's mutter. Frank de Gemara. Hadi tlasa bavi diktani lamali. What is the need for all three cases? And the point is, the mayor says the nice and tamlub gami is asur, and the Shimon says the nice and tamlub gami is mutter. Any one of these cases would have sufficed to give us the whole picture. Bishloima continues the Gemara, granted, bava de seifa, I mean the last case, the case of the vinegar and the beans. Because Kamashmulan, this is the case that teaches us that the pagam me'ikar machlaikis, that the machlaikis is even where the pagam is initial. As far as the yeast is concerned, I don't have a raya that the mayor answers all nice and tamlub gams, because there is a svar to say, even when you have the yeast initially destroying the ruined dough is also somewhat of an advantage. It is useful to ferment other doughs. So mamela, it isn't a pagam in totality. Even though the dough is destroyed in the sense that you can't eat it, it's somewhat of a shvach. So maybe the mayor only answers in that case. So I need the last case. I need the case of the vinegar and the beans. Here there is no shvach whatsoever, and despite that, they're ashes. Now, Metzias Sinam, I need the middle case also, because that teaches me that Hishbiach will be saved pogam diri hakolasa. If I would have just had the last case, the case of the vinegar falling into the beans, I would say, you know why the mayor ashes in this case? Because what must have happened is that at the time the vinegar fell into the beans were cold. At that point it was a shvach. It gave a better taste to the beans, and it only turned into a pagam afterwards when he cooked it up. But had the beans been hot to start with, even the may would say that it's mutter. The middle case of the Mishnah strictly rules that out, because being that in the middle case of the Mishnah we learn that Rav Shimon asers his biachol b'sayv paga, because hakol moida, when the yeast of the terumah falls in first and it is followed afterwards by the chulin, that it's aser. Even Rav Shimon says that it's aser because initially the iser causes a shvachol here. So the mail you see from this, you can't say the Seif is talking about a case of Ishbiachol B'Soif Pagat, because then the Reb Shimon would not say that it's mutter in that case. And if the Reb Shimon does say that the vinegar is mutter, it must be because it's a Begam Meikar. And the mail, we know, the mail asks whether it's a Begam Meikar. So I see why I need the middle of the last case. Let us see the Gemara once again. Bishlema granted Bava the Seif the last case, the case of the vinegar, Kamashbal, and this teaches us that the Pagan Meikar and Machlaikis. Because in regard to the yeast, there is an argument to say that the yeast is not a pagam in totality. Even though the dough is destroyed, it's somewhat of a shvach. So I need the last case of the vinegar and the beans to teach us, even where we don't have any shvach whatsoever, the mayor still says that it's aser. Metziah Sinami, I need the Metziah to teach me that Ishbiachol B'Soif Pagam Divrei Hakol Aser. I need the middle case to teach me that we can't interpret the last case referring to where it is a shvach to start with, because then Reb Shimon would not say that it's mutter. We see from the middle case of the Mishnah that where it's a shvach to start with, where the truma falls in first, even Reb Shimon says that it's aser. El reisha lamali, but the reisha, the first case of the Mishnah, where we have the chulin and the truma falling in together, into the dough. We have the machloikas stated there too, where Reb Shimon says it's mutter and the mayor says it's aser. Why do I need that case for? Ima seifa, madach, you have the case of the seifa. The loy kama shabeach klal, where you have the vinegar falling into the beans and there is no shvach whatsoever, there is no element of improvement at all. And despite it, I'll see the bonum and the bonum say that it's aser. So reisha, the reisha, the kama shabeach, where you have both the yeast of the chulin and the yeast of the trimah falling in together, there is somewhat of an element of shvach. The problem is I have so much shvach that it turns into a pagam. There is too much yeast. But the bayah, should there be any shaila in that case that it's aser? If where I don't have any element of shvach, it is aser. Surely when it is more of a begam, it is clearly aser. And for the Gemara, Amar Abaye, Reisha L'Rav Shimon Itzrach, Enachanami. According to the Shita that is Machmer, there is absolutely no chiddush in the Reisha. Madach in the Sefer, where you have a total begam, there is no element of shvach whatsoever, it is aser. In this case, where you have a situation of too much shvach coming in, ultimately destroying it, it is surely aser. But Reb Shimon Itzrach, the reason that we need the reisha is to tell me that even Reb Shimon would say that it's mutter in this case. Because the hachi ka'ami le Rabbanu Reb Shimon, this is what the Rabbanan meant to say to Reb Shimon in the reisha. Look at what's happening here. We have a dough. But the dough needs a certain amount of yeast to let it rise. If just the right amount of yeast would come into this dough, let us say it would take 2 hours, the dough would rise, and we would have a perfect challah or cake. What happened, however? Instead of one piece of yeast falling in, 2 pieces of yeast fell in. One was a mutadik, a piece of yeast, one was chulin, and the other was tum. And the dough didn't rise in 2 hours, it rose in 1 hour. The problem is, by the time 2 hours came around, the dough was destroyed because it had too much yeast. So the Rabbanan say to Reb Shimon, look at it this way. It should have taken 2 hours for this dough to properly rise. What was going for this yeast to reach its maturity, so to speak, for it to rise in a single hour? The fact that along with the heter was an iser here. So this should be viewed, argue the Rabbanan, as though it's a shvach that turns into a begam. And whenever the initial effect of the mixture, of the falling item into the mixture, causes first a shvach and then a pgam, even the Pshimon should be made that it's aser. And that is what the Rabbanan are trying to say to the Pshimon in the first case. But Pshimon, what is the Pshimon's argument? How can the Pshimon say that even in this case it's mutter? Apparently the Rabbanan have showed us why this is actually a shvach and only afterwards does it turn into a pgam. And for the Gemara, the Pshimon would say, I don't view this as a shvach liyachetach paga. You are basing your argument that we can differentiate and distinguish between the Isser and the Heter. Even though both the Isser and the Heter fell in together, you, the Rabbanan, view this as two separate entities. And the name of your argument is, I have here the Hatter. And in addition to the Hatter comes along the Isser. And because the Isser is there together with the Hatter, the dough rises immediately. The problem is, there's too much yeast, and it's going to get destroyed in the process. But it's a Shvach first, and the Isser is causing the Shvach first. I say you can't distinguish the Isser from the Hatter here. But if Shimon Zakti Gemara, he will tell you, Kishe Hishbichu Shneihem Hishbichu, and Kishe Pagmu Shneihem Pagmu. If you clearly have a case where an Isser causes a Shvach that is followed by a Pagam of Hatter, you can say this is a case of Hishbichu Beset Pagam. But here you have a case where it's unclear. It's not the Isser causing a Shvach and the Hatter coming up right behind it and destroying it. It's both the Isser and the Hatter causing the Shvach, and both the Isser and the Hatter destroying it afterwards. So I don't consider this a case of Hishbiach Lebesayf Pagam. In order to say something is Asa because it's Hishbiach Lebesayf Pagam, you have to have a clear Isser to start with causing a Shvach. Here you don't have that. You have an Isser and a Hatter causing a Shvach. And the name of this dough should not be us. Now, however, the Gemara turns the tables against it of Shimon. And the Gemara asks as follows. We have a klal of Hatter Mitzdarf Liyisr. Let us say you need a shear of Isser for someone to be chayv. And you have your Hatter mixed with the Isser, then the Hatter becomes part of the shear. Even though you would not have enough of Isser if the Isser did not get mixed up with the Hatter to have a shear, if Seif Kul Seif did get mixed up, the whole entity is counted into the shear. For instance, if you have less than a Reviyas of Yayin that gets mixed with something else, and together with the something else you have enough of the shear, then another is Chayiv, that is called Hatter Mitzdarf Liyisr. Now, if that is the case, Reb Shimon, what do you have over here? You have here a yeast of Cholin that gets mixed up with a yeast of Truma. So what is your argument, Reb Shimon? We don't say over here that we have here the yeast of Truma causing the Shvach, because it's both the yeast of Truma and the yeast of Cholin causing the Shvach. But why are you looking at this as two separate entities? It's one thing. If you have Isser that is mixed with Hatter, it becomes one piece of Isser. If you have yeast of Truma mixed with yeast of Cholin, it becomes one piece of Isser that is causing the Shvach. So how can you possibly say that this is Mutter because there is a Hatter over here that is causing the Shvach along with the Isser? Once the Isser is mixed with the Hatter, then the whole thing is Isser. Let us see the Gemara again from Reb Shimon's explanation of why he says this is Mutter. Reb Shimon, why does Reb Shimon say it's Mutter once again? Because I say Kishe Hishbichu Shneim Hishbichu and Kishe Pagmu Shneim Pagmu. When do I say that if there's an initial Shvach and the Bekam comes afterwards, the Tafshul or the item is Aser? That is Bedavka if you have a soul Iser causing the Shvach, even though it's later followed by a Bekam, then it's Aser. But here you don't have a soul Isser causing the Shvach. It's both the Isser and the Hatter causing the Shvach. Frek the Gemara, but Reb Shimon, let's start with Hatter, the Isser, Bihadi Hadadi. How can you separate it? How can you say there is an Isser and a Hatter working here together? Once you have Isser mixed up with Hatter, the whole thing is Isser. So we do have a case over here where it is the Isser causing the Shvach to start with. The whole two pieces of yeast become one piece of Isser. The dough rises and then it's destroyed. But it's Hishbiach V'yachakach Pagam, and even according to you, that should be Aser. And for the Gemara and Achanami, if you are of the opinion that you can be mitzvah of different concepts to form one entity, then there's only one entity working over here, one entity of Iser. But Reb Shimon Latame, the Amr, who says, Afila Iser, the Iser Nami Le Mitzvahsi. Not only can't you combine Iser and Hatter to form one entity, you can't even combine two independent Isurim to form one entity of Isser. How do we know this? Because we learned in the Mishnah that Itnan, who are with the Haklaya Karen, Mitzdar. Let us suppose we have here a big pot, and both Arla, which is one kind of an Isser, fruits during the first 3 years of the growth of the tree, and Klaya Karen, a different type of an Isser, both fall into the pot. Now you have 200 in the pot, which is the necessary shear for this. You have 200 to be mevatel either the Arla or the Klai Akera. The problem is, you don't have 200 to be mevatel both of them together. It is the opinion of the Tanakhama that Mitzdarsen, the Arla and the Klai Akera, are not viewed as two independent isur. And the male, as long as you have Messiah to be Mevatel, each one independently, the entire patch should be kosher. Rather, we say that we have one big isur over here, and if you don't have 200 Kenegan, this whole isur, which is the sum total of the Klayim and the Arla, the pot remains offer. Reb Shimon says, Ein mitzdaf. Reb Shimon says, this pot is kosher, what's the problem? You need 200 Kenegan, each one independently. You have 200 Kenegan, the Arla becomes mutter. You have 200 Kenegan, the Klayim Karim becomes mutter. The Hecha tastes to say the Klayim Karim and the Arla become one entity, and the male you need now 200 Kenegan, both of them. So you see, Reb Shimon is of the opinion that even two types of Isurim aren't combined together. So surely when you have Isur and Heter, they remain two independent entities. But mainly when you have the social Chulin and the social Truma, I don't say I have here one entity of Isur. Rather, I have two concepts, one of Isur and one of Heter, working together. And the mainly, this is not the case of Hishbiach Liachakach Pargam, when Reb Shimon asks. Reb Shimon asks Hishbiach Liachakach Pargam. When you have the Isser initiating the Shvach, over here you have both Isser and Heter starting off the Shvach. And the Mela, this is not us. Now the Gemara will continue to discuss the issue of Nais and Tamlet Gam. However, from this point and on, we are going to be discussing this issue in a very unique way. Zok the Gemara. Hahu Achber, there was this mouse. Dinafal Chavita the Shechra, it fell into a barrel of beer. Although seemingly this should be the epitome of a nice and time of Gam, Asrei Rav Liahu Shechre, Rav answered the beer. Now before we go any further, we have to understand that the mouse does not remain in the beer. We're talking about a mouse that fell into a cask of beer, remained there long enough that it should be considered kavush. If not, there wouldn't be any Isser at all if it was taken out right away. The Rosh points out a riot to this from the Gemara in the Sechdes Megillah. The Gemara in the Sechdes Megillah says that Haman Taina to Achashverosh, look at Klal Yisrael. If a fly would fall into their cup of wine, they would take the fly out and continue drinking the wine. But if you would touch the wine or you would drink from the wine, then they would spill it to the ground. Incidentally, Haman wasn't the only one to make that claim. It is said by many, it is said from the Babanel, from others, that when this claim was presented to them, the king asked if it's true or not. He went and he drank up the basin of water that the king washed his hands with. And he said, you see, my dear king, I would drink the water that you washed your hands with, because that the Taita didn't answer me. But the wine I cannot, not out of disrespect, because of the concept that I adhere to, and that is the concept of Taita and Mitzvah. But in any event, as the Rosh says, we see from Haman, interestingly enough, that if you throw a fly into a cup of wine, it doesn't answer the wine. So when the Gemara is discussing a shayla over here about the mouse in the cask of beer, we must say, and virtually all the Rishonim say this, that the achbar was not taken out immediately. The mouse fell into the barrel of wine. It remained there for the shear, which is considered kavush, which would either be 24 hours or perhaps longer according to the respective shitas. And after you take the mouse out, there remains a tam of the achbar in the beer. And the problem is, there is not enough in the beer to be mevatel that tam. On the surface, we could argue that even though there is not enough of the beer to be mevatel the tam of the achbar, the tam of the achbar is not a pleasant taste, it's a nice and tam lebgam. And you don't have to have shishim to be mevatel a nice and tam lebgam. Still, however, Rav says, when the achbar falls into the beer and it's there long enough, even though you take it out, the beer remains awesome. Now there is somewhat of a shayla over here if the achbar is alive or dead. There are others that are of the opinion that a davar chai is not b'leya. B'leyas only pertain to something that is dead. Others, however, say that it's not true. B'leyas are shayach both in regard to live animals as well as dead animals. And although there is a prima gadim in regard to fish that swim around in chametzika water, or fish that swim around in milky water that you can eat it together with meat, the Chasam Sofer says that's something else altogether. Because when the fish absorbed the substance, it doesn't remain in its original form. But as far as a blea of an animal is concerned, if it's alive or dead, there is a blea. It leaves a taste. The Pesachei Tshuva in Yeridei Simen Kuf Dalet Sikat and Gimel discusses a shaila about a chicken that was well and alive, and the chicken jumped into a hot pot of butter. And the Pesachei Tshuva brings up fact that it was prohibited even to sell the butter to a guy, because it's Aser Bahanah, even though Basar Reif B'chalav is not Aser Bahanah, but there's also a Shiloh of Abram and Achai there. So that remains a zayatik machlokes if or if not the animal over here is alive. But once again, our shaila is, we have a mouse that fell into a barrel of beer. The mouse was taken out, but only after it was kavish, only it soaked for a period of 24 hours or longer, and it left its taste in the beer, and there is not enough in the beer to be mevatel the tam of the achmer. Even though alpi pashtus, it should be argued, it should be mutter anyhow because it's a nice and tam lipgam, Rav says that it's us. Zak the Gemara, Amru Rabbanan Kamedir of Sheshes. The Rabbanan discussed this before of Sheshes. And they asserted, they said, Neymar, let us say that Kisava, Rab is of the opinion that a nice and tam lipgam is Aser. Because if a nice and tam lipgam is mutter, there is no reason this beer should be Aser. A mouse, the taste of a mouse, should be the epitome of a nice and tam lipgam. Amalud of Sheshes, so the Sheshes said to them, no. The Alma Savarav, all over in general, Rab is of the opinion that a nice and tam lipgam is mutter. However, over here, the taste of the mouse will still after the beer. Reason being, because the Harcha Chidishu, now this is how Rashi learns this. Why does the Torah have to say that it's forbidden to eat a mouse? Would anyone have a habit in it to do any different? The Hamimus Mas, it's something mas. It is repulsive. Well, the Dili in Shimonei, people stay away from this anyhow. The Afilah Harcha, despite that, Asay Nachman, the Torah says it's also to eat it. So you see that this isn't a regular Isser Achila, where we apply the general guidelines of Achila, and one of those guidelines would be that a nice and tam lipgam is mutter. This Isser, the Isser of eating the Achbar, is in the class for itself altogether. Elamiyata, so the Asset of Sheshes, according to you, if you can't apply any regular guidelines, litami lach v'yavish, let us say that it should be metame if it's moist and even after it dried up. You can argue the same thing. Why does the Torah have to say that there is tumah when touching a dead achbar? Who would want to touch it anyhow? And in Eila, it should be in a class for itself, and you shouldn't apply the regular hatayim, the regular guidelines. Generally speaking, these type of things are not metami after they are dried. This should be metami lach v'yavish. And Allah mitanan, why did we learn in the Mishnah that metami lachim v'ein metami yavashim? The Mishnah states clearly that sheretz, shechlazera, all of these are metam in lachin only when they are moist, but after they dry up, they aren't metam anymore. According to the way you are saying, this whole concept should be in a class for itself, and we should not be able to apply any regular guidelines. But we do. And if in regard to tumah we say that we have the regular hetayim, if it's yavish, it's not metame, then why shouldn't we say the same thing in regard to achila, that a nice and tam lipgam should be mutter? Elamai, they asserted, it must be that it's not such a terrible big chidush. An achbar may not be very pleasant tasting, but there are loyv dekichavim that eat it. And the Torah asks it with the regular gedarim of achila, which should also mean that just like yavish is mutter in regard to tumah, nois and tam lipgam should be mutter in regard to achila. Rav Sheshes, however, did not accept this. Ulo tamayich, he answered, shichva zera. Let us say the same thing for shichva zera. Now, shichva zera vadai should be a chiddush. It's in a class for itself. The achbar, you argue, there are loyv dekichavim that eat it, but shichva zera is surely repulsive. And yet the Torah asks it. So it's vadai in a class for itself. So why don't we say to tami lach liyavish? It should be metami both when it's moist and even after it dries up. Allah mitanan, why did we learn in a Mishnah, metami lachim, that these items, including shichva zera, are only metami when they are moist, but the ain metami yavish? So don't tell me that achbar is not a chiddush. Because if it would be a chiddush, it would be the time of lach v'yavish. I'm showing you shichva zera, there clearly is a chiddush. And despite that, it is only metami lach and not metami yavish. Why? Elamai yislach l'neimer. Because shichva zera, Amar Nachmana. The Torah says, Oyish asher teitzem yimenu shichva zera, so it has to be royally azriya. If it's dried up, it's not zayed, it's not shichva zera. So memela hachanami, the same is true for the achbar. Achbar b'yatzen is a chidush. You can't apply regular guidelines. You can't apply the regular guideline of nois and tam lipgam to be mat to the taste of the achbar. Why then are we applying the regular guidelines of tumah and we are saying that if it's yavesh, it's not metame? For a different reason. Because if it's yavesh, it's not an achbar. It's not the achbar that the Torah says is metame. Hachanami b'moysam amarachmana. And the name it has to be ke'en moysam. The Torah said that a dead carcass is metame. If it's dried up, it's something else altogether. It's not ke'en moysa. But the fact that as far as the guidelines of tumah are concerned, we see it is still only metamei lach and not yavish does not mean it's not a chiddush. But the fact is, achbar still remains a chiddush,
The Torah didn't have to answer this. People wouldn't eat it anyhow. The Mele, it is not a regular Isser Achila, and you can't apply the regular Gedarim. And therefore, Rav says, even though all over Nesan Tamil of Gam is Mutter, here the Nesan Tamil of Gam is Asa. Now, Taisus learns the Gemara differently. Let us now see the Gemara once again from the words Amalahud of Sheishas. This through the eyes of Taisus. Amalahud of Sheishas. You ask me that it appears that Rav is of the opinion that a Nesan Tamil of Gam is Asa. Because if a Nesan Tamil of Gam is Mutter, then the beer should be Mutter. Even though there remains a taste of the achbar in the beer, but it's a nice and tamil of gam, it's a foul taste. That should not answer a tashel. Amr would have sheishes, said of sheishes, said to them, you should know it's not true. You are wrong to assume that Rav says a nice and tamil of gam is awesome. Because bi'alma in general, savarav, nice and tamil of gam is mutter. V'yach over here, why is the beer awesome? Because chidishu. The concept is a chiddush in the sense, not the way Rashi learns, because we wouldn't eat it anyhow. That doesn't make it a chiddush as Taisus. Just because we wouldn't eat it anyhow, that means the Torah can't put a regular Isser Achila on it. If the Torah wouldn't tell us there was an Isser Achila, I would not know. There is a laugh for someone that decides to eat it. But mine asking me that if or if not, anyone would be tempted to eat it. What then does Rav Sheishes mean chiddushi? Rav Sheishes means to say as follows. The answer, why should the Torah say Shratzim Aras? If B'chala Torah Kula we have a klal that a nice and tamil of gam is mutter, here the Torah is taking the epitome of the gam, the epitome of what is repulsive, and the Torah says this is asur. The Torah is giving it a shem achila. That aspect is a chiddush, and that's what Rav Sheishes means. V'hach a chiddush, this is a chiddush. The mimis mas, the asim is mas, uvedili in shimineh. People are naturally disgusted by this. And the Nailah should be the epitome of a nice and tamil of gam, which generally is not asa. We have filahachi despite that, asa yidachmana. The Torah said the achmar is asa. Hilkach, so you see over here that a nice and tamil of gam, nami asa. When we're dealing not with the achmar itself, but when we are dealing with the taste of the achmar, you can't say that it's mutter because it's a nice and tamil of gam. Apparently, in regard to the whole achmar situation, the Torah does not recognize the heter of a nice and tamil of gam. Because if the Torah would, there wouldn't be any issa for the achba to start with. Then the Gemara asks, in Cain we should say the same thing in regard to Tumah. If what you're saying is correct, that the normal guidelines of what constitutes a chil or what constitutes an object that is also a tummy does not apply itself over here, this is an exception, then let it be metami even when it's yavish. And if Lanai said it's only metami when it's moist and not when it's yavish, you see, we do apply the regular guidelines. And to that, if Shesha said no, the answer, we don't apply the regular guidelines because there's a chiddush over here. The Torah says, generally, even though a pagam does not constitute a chila, over here it does. Why then is it not metame when it's yavish? For a different reason. Because the Torah says, what is metame? A dead carcass is metame. And if it's yavish, it's not ki and maisim, it's something else altogether. But as far as applying the rule of maisim tamil pagam is concerned, we say achper is a chiddush, and we will not apply that heter. Now, once again, Taisus' kash on Rashi is that you can't say it's a chiddush because the Torah didn't need to give us an isser. We wouldn't have eaten this or touched it anyhow. The Torah has to give you an isser regardless. If was not, you're tempted to touch it. For instance, the Derech B'Gedecha explains that a person has to view the entire world with the opportunity to be mekayim all mitzvahs, both mitzvahs asay and mitzvahs lois asay. For instance, if a person is looking at an animal, he should perhaps try to find the Gid Hanasha. Pick up the Gid Hanasha and say, you know why I'm not eating this Gid Hanasha? Not because I have absolutely no interest to eat this. It has no taste. I'm not eating it because the Torah said that we should not eat a Gid Hanasha. A person should look to be Mekayim all of the Laisa say in every opportunity that he can. Of course, he should not allow himself to be absorbed into situations where he will be tempted to do things. But in situations where there is no particular taiva, he should remember, as Chazal tells us Beferish, one should not say that he is not eating chazer, not eating shratzim, because it is repulsive to him. He should say he is not eating it because the taiva answered it. That is Mekadosh, his machshav, it's Mekadosh, his very being. So Memela, Taisus rejects the concept that it's a chiddush, the taiva wouldn't have had to have answered it because he wouldn't touch it anyhow. Even though he wouldn't touch it anyhow, we would not know that it's a laugh if the Torah wouldn't answer it. In any event, Maskevla Rav Simi Menahadah, Zakh the Gemara Vaida, we are at the wide lines.
until now, all of this dialogue is based on the assumption that there is no shaila, that the taste of an achbar is not a good taste. Rav Simon Hadar says, who says? Umi mas? Is it really mas? V'hali oymal shulchan shel malachim. There are places that achbar is actually a royal dish. And for the Gemara, Amar Rav Simon ben Hadar lo kash. There is no theory. The Etzem Amal Gemara assumes that an achbar is a nesem tamlib gam, and although in some places achbar is aylal shulchan malach, because there are two different types of achbar, ha bidadavra, ha bidamasa. The field mice apparently are not so repulsive. That is the dish that is aylal shulchan malach. However, what we are discussing, if or if not we apply over here the nesem tamlib gam to the taste of the achbar, that is the domesticated achbar, the achbar that is found in the city. Amar Rav. Hilchos of the Halachi is nice and tam lipgam mutter. That a nice and tam lipgam, and what Rav means over here, explains Taisus, is that the nice and tam lipgam, even in regard to the tam of the achbar, is mutter. In other words, Rav is rejecting what Rav Sheisha suggested, that over here, even if generally you are of the opinion that a nice and tam lipgam is mutter, this should be aser, because it is a chiddush. Rav says that nice and tam lipgam is always mutter, even the tam of an achbar. And Enochanani continues the Rav. The Achbar of the Shechra, this Achbar that fell into the beer, lo yedana my time of the Rav. I don't know why Rav answered it. Imishim deksava nois and tamlub gam aser. Is it because Rav is of the opinion that a nois and tamlub gam is aser, and the less hilchosik of aser? The halacha would not be in accordance with that view, because we do apply the heter of nois and tamlub gam even to shrasim. Imishim, or perhaps the kasava, maybe he is of the opinion that nois and tamlub gam is mutter. Why then is the beer aser over here? Because the achbar was laying in it? He is of the opinion that the achbar of the shichra is buche. Mishabayach, it's not a nois and tamlub gam. It actually improves the taste. So in other words, what the Rav is saying is as follows. Does Rav say that the beer is aser because he is of the opinion that a nois and tamlub gam in regard to shratzim is always aser? And the halacha is not like Rav, because we say nice and tamlub gam is mutter, even by shratzim. However, if Rav would say that the beer is aser because it just so happens that the achbar is not a pagam in the beer, that would mean, however, that the Rav himself would be made in regard to other shratzim, or perhaps an achbar that falls into wine or oil. Over here, the taste of the achbar would be mutter, even where you don't have enough to be mevatel the taste, because that is not a shvach, that is a nice and tamlub gam. We go now to the tap of Daf Samach Tesamer Aleph. What happens if the achbar falls into vinegar? Now the shayla over here is, being that the taste of the vinegar is sharp anyhow, perhaps over here it surely should not be considered a tamlub gam. Amalei Rav Hillel le Rav Ashi, so Rav Hillel said to Rav Ashi, Hava uv de beit Rav Kahana, such a story occurred by Rav Kahana, where a mouse fell into vinegar. They took the mouse out, but it was there long enough, there was not enough of the vinegar to be mevatel the tam of the mouth, the aser of Kahana, and of Kahana said that it's aser. So in L'chaira, you see that it is not considered a tam of gan. Being that the vinegar is sharp, the flavor that the mouth leaves simply is not paying it. Amalei, so he told him there's no raya from there. Hahu imetute yimartate. Now there are two explanations to this. According to Rashi, his teretz was as follows. The reason that Kahana answered it is because what happened there is that the mouse sort of dissolved in the vinegar. So if we were sure the whole mouse came out and it's just a shayla of the tam, it's a nice tam of gam. And even though there was no shishim to be mevatel, it would be mutter. There the problem is that there may just be the sheretz itself over here. And Rashi maintains that just like in regard to tumah, there is an iser with the shear of a dasha, with the shear of a lentil, the same would be true in regard to the iser of achila. And that is what Rav Kahana answered it. Other Rishonim learned, imetuta yimrat, it means that it was skinned. Over there, the achbar fell in without the skin. Therefore, perhaps, Rav Kahana answered it because that could be a shvach. But in other cases where the achbar falls in whole, it is clearly a pkam. And the nail, even there, Rav Kahana would perhaps say that it's mutter. Now, incidentally, there is a yesodis agatisis over here. It's a common shnail in regard to certain types of natural bees' honey, that the regolim of the devirim, the raglay of the bees, the little feet, may still be in that honey. There is no shnail, however, explains Tyson, because that doesn't constitute the sheretz itself. The sheretz itself is awesome, even though it's a pgam. That's pashut. But the regolim of the devirim, says Tyson, is considered like the atzamis, like the bones, and there is no yes. Lemaisa. The whole problem over here is that after this achpar is taken out of the beer, there is not enough in the beer to be mevatel the tam of the achpar. Now, how much would I need to be mevatel the tam of the achpar? Like the Gemara Vayta, Ravina says, l'shayure b'meya v'chad, you would need 101 kenega the tam of the achpar. Why? Because legarami truma, this shouldn't be any worse than truma. That nan truma ayla b'yachari meya. If a piece of truma falls in to another mixture, to another barrel, it is ayla b'yachari meya. If you have 101 kenega the truma, then you can eat the food of this barrel. So this shouldn't be any worse. Now, although Taisus points out that the shear of echad imeya is only for truma that is a davar yavish, it's only if an apple of truma would fall into 101 other apples. However, in regard to truma that falls into a cooking pot, and the shiur is shishim like other shiurim, over here, we make an analogy between the achmer to the davar yavish of truma, being that the chaymitz is so strong, and the tam of the achmer is such a unique tam, it is possible this should be considered just like a davar yavish. Generally speaking, the reason davar yavish has this chum is because it's so distinct, there's mamish and truma apple in this, the taste over here is just as distinct. In any event, like the Gemara, how can you say that, Ravina? All truma is ayla b'yachari meya? Dilma, perhaps, kitavon shal truma b'kadeira dami? Maybe this has a din of a spice of truma in a kadeira. We learned that if a spice of truma falls into a kadeira, a spice that is powerful enough to leave its mark, even if there is 101 kenegat it, it doesn't become bottled, the light bottled hamayu. So how can you say for sure that we can be mevatel b'yachari meya? Perhaps the tam of the achbar is the dogma to the tam of the spice. Maybe it leaves its mark even against 100 and meya kenegat. The Gemara does not respond to this. The Gemara, however, continues to say that Rav Acha shir b'chala b'chamshin. Rav Acha was even more makel. He said when you have the tam of achbar in vinegar, being that the vinegar has such a powerful taste, you don't even need shishim to be mevatel it. If you had 50 kenegat the tam, you would be mevatel it. He holds that's the mitzvah. Rav Shmuel Breider of Ika, Shir B'Shichur B'Shitin, he said as far as beer is concerned, you need shishim to be mevatel the tam, and the hilchos of the halach is idi v'idi, both in the case of the tam achbar in beer or in vinegar, b'shitin. If you have shishim to be mevatel the tam of the achbar, then it's mutter. V'chein, the same is true for kali surah shabbatayah, where the gather is shishim. Lalach, as discussed previously, there are nafkaminas as to what type of an achbar we are dealing with, as the Gemara said. But basically speaking, when an achbar falls in into something cold and it is taken out immediately, there is no shayim. Sainim but sainim does not transfer any beliefs. The problem is if it was soaking there for longer than 24 hours or from 24 hours and up, or if it fell into something hot. If the achbar is taken out, and even if pieces of the achbar may have dissolved, but if it's possible to sift it out, and there is no shayim of actually eating the achbar itself, then it depends. If it falls into wine or it falls into oil, it's surely a nice and tam lebgam. And according to the Miskan of our Gemara, we do apply the cloud of nice and tam lebgam over here. We pass in like Rav. However, if we have the tam of the achbar in beer or in vinegar, there is a shayla that it may just not be a nice and tam lebgam, and mainly you have to have shishim kenega the tam. Now, the Rashba says over here in our sugya, it is an extremely excited Rashba. The Rashba says that if you have dvarim hama'utsin, anything that is mos, any shekts that falls into a pot, anything from ants to flies to bugs, anything that a person would not touch, if it is mimuach legamri, if it's totally dissolved in the tashel, then you could be mevatel it, the shishim. And the B'syosef explains that what the Rashba is saying is that our Gemara is lav dafka referring to achbar, our Gemara is referring to all shratzim. And being that we reject of sheishes, or at least the Rava does, and we pass them like a Rava, and the Rava says we apply the cloud of nice and tamlib gam even to shatzim, then unless there's a shayla that the bug is still there whole, then we could be mevatelit even if you don't have shishim kenegat the bug, even if you just have a raiv kenegat, because raiv is mevatel any other nice and tamlib gam. Now the Rashba also says if it's shaykh to sift it, it's better to sift it, but we're talking about where that would not help. So it should be considered a nice and tamlib gam as long as you aren't chayshish for any actual pieces. And the Mela Raiv Hetra says that Ashba, others argue, but that Ashba says the Mechaber passes that way, that even if you don't have Shishim, but if you have Raiv, Kenegat the Sheretz, and the Sheretz is Mimuach Legamri, then the Tavshel is Mutter. Now, if, however, we are referring it to a Sheretz that fell into vinegar, or into beer, we are Chayshish that it may be a Tamil Shvach. Incidentally, the Rashba just points out as examples ants, flies, and yetushim. The Rashba does not say teilayim, the paiskim, and asbir, that the worms are definitely not considered a nice and talib gan. It's interesting to note that achbayr and mice, as we all know, sort of symbolizes the concept of mius, the concept that makes virtually everyone repulsive. There is something called perik shira, which is actually a form of a medrash. And in that perik shira, the medrash lists all the different shvachis that every one of the chayis, or that many of the chayis, say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And amongst them is the shira of the achbar, of the mouse. And he cries out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "You HaKadosh Baruch Hu are the tzaddik, I am the rasha." And Rav Yaakov Emden in his Pirish on Perik Shira explains that achbar b'chlal symbolizes the concept of rasha. He points out how in several places in the Gemara the achbar is referred to as the ganef and so on. So seemingly there is obviously something here. There was a reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created all of the creatures of the world, and every feeling that we have toward nature, Vaday, is based on taimim that, of course, we cannot understand. The last line of the Gemara was, V'chein kol yisurim shebetayr. In regard to all yisurim shebetayr, we are mishayadem the shisha. Now Rashi explains as follows. Whenever you have something aser falling into something else that is mutter, in other words, min b'she'enoi minoi, then the shisha is shish. However, says Rashi, in regard to min b'minoi, if something falls into its own mean, then the shisha is mashahu. Even a mashahu would aser it. The only time where you have an iser mashahu, even for a min b'she'enoi minoi, says Rashi, is chametz b'pesach. And even there, the only reason is it is a gzeira, enoi minoi, ati minoi. Now this is Shitas Rashi, that by mean b'minoi afilo b'elef loy batal, and that is because Rashi paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, who says mean b'minoi is not batal. We paskin, however, like Taisus, who says that we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. We say that mean b'minoi midi uraisa is not aser at all, because it's not nice and tam. It doesn't enhance the flavor because it's nothing new. And even the fact that you need samach is also midrabana. That is the sheet of Taisus and Masechtas Chol. Now, there are many suggestions in the Echleinim as to what exactly Shitas Rashi is, because Rashi appears to be saying slightly different things in various different places in Shas. Just several blocks before in Daf Samach Vav, Rashi said that B'chalot HaRekula, with the exception of Yayin Nesach, and Nazir, we say, Min Demina Yiz B'Sheshim. From this Rashi over here, it's Mashim, not like that. From Rashi in Chol, it's Mashim, it's not like that. The Chassam Sefer explains that we have to remember that there are different types of Min B'She'en Aminois. There are Min B'She'en Aminois where they taste the same but have different names. Sometimes you have two things with different tastes but are referred to by the same name, and Memela is Marach as to what exactly Shitas Rashi is. Unfortunately, we don't have time to go into it any further at this point, but Tam L'Chacham V'Yachkam Ait.